Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 235 of the Coolin' Out Podcast. We are back.
It's a beating down, Kev.
Oh, and it's real. You know what's crazy? I was just telling you it's on wax, but like I just got my voice back.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was really anxious about doing the We Are Back. Mm-hmm. Like, we are back. So I feel good. I just got my boys back. You know, but I left a day earlier than you. So, you know, I had a
call
a day
that a blessing.
Recovery. You know, yeah. Some of us. So,
a blessing.
You know, people who don't know, we had a good weekend, went out to the Hamptons, celebrated a good buddies of ours' birthday. You know, things got a little out of hand, as they usually do when a bunch of us get together. So spend a lot of days after in recovery mode. Just now getting to myself again.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm about to cry. Correct. Correct. Correct.
You said that touched you deep in your soul. You right? Oh, man. But no, I mean, it was obviously fun to catch up with people. Especially since I really just moved back up here, so it's like my first time seeing, you know, some people that were there in a while, actually. But if that ain't take a couple of years off my life, man.
Damn.
Halfway through, I had that mirror moment, that realization. Why am I doing this? You don't love yourself.
Yeah. Look, mostly fun. Got carried away in moments as a collective, not just you or just me, as a collective.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Learning moments. It was good to do something different, get out the city, get out to the Hamptons, actually do something we always talked about for a while, renting a house, just doing something different. You know, did the first one. We know the pros and cons, things we can improve on, things we aced. You know, a lot of positives and things we can improve on.
Yeah.
Things like this in the future. But definitely, yes, I told you, for good and bad, this trip will stick with me.
Yeah.
Any reason.
What it down me
physically, mentally, emotionally, financially.
Yo, you talking like you just went through a 7-game series. But now it definitely took a toll on me on all four fronts as well. God damn, like what happened? So definitely learning point, but also phenomenal experience to, you know, just I guess rehash, you know, some old relationships people haven't seen in a minute. So it was a good time. But
it's definitely something I would do again.
Yeah.
Obviously knowing the precautions we talked about and things that would have to things that would have to happen. And but to actually go out, run a house, it don't even have to be, the Hamptons is fun, but that's looking more and more.
Outside of the city.
Yeah, like a nice big house that's spacious, and because that was so cool.
That was so cool. And you know what's crazy? I mean, obviously the Hamptons just sound dope for the name of people.
Yeah, but with the summer coming up, they're going to try to overprice it.
But the entire concept of what we did could really be done anywhere.
And like, that's what I wanted.
We could get a house in Pennsylvania, get a house in Massachusetts, anywhere.
Probably more space and
yeah, way more space. Yeah, and just the same concept. Everyone come have a big ass house, get a pool, all that stuff. You know,
yeah. Could be a regular weekend, a nice 3 or 4 day weekend, and
just to get out the city. Because I've been back in the city for what, going on 2 weeks now. And I'm already like, damn, like you start getting that claustrophobic feel.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, so that's on the
next floor. Yeah. Maybe end of the summer, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, though.
It doesn't have to be, like, any special reason or, like, occasion for it. Just do it. And realistically, like, if you go to, like, obviously, like, PA or Massachusetts, anywhere, you know, any of those, like, or even, like, just upstate, like, these houses are going to be cheap. Like, cheap.
We'll discuss that.
Have a, you know, keep it simple. Have some game nights.
I mean, we already got our, we could get our own group together if need be.
It's an idea.
It's a good idea.
It's an idea. Throw it out there.
All in all, a learning experience.
Yeah.
Yes. As we celebrated our buddy's 30, I reflected in me at 30. And, you know, where I'm going right and where I'm going wrong.
It was the mirror moments. I was like, oh, I can't do this. Like, and this is like me coming from Charlotte where like I haven't drank that hard in a minute. Like, so I was like, nah.
I'm living here. I don't go that. I don't do that.
I was like, fam, this is not my life anymore.
Yes. Once you start emptying the barrel, shot after you, you can't. That's not in me. That's not me.
When one glass went down and Mason screamed it again, I said, I don't know y'all no more. I don't know y'all. Enough of that. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was, yes.
A great time. But speaking of great times, like New York City is about to have a great time. The entire city is about to be fully reopened. Gyms, bars, restaurants, everything, 100,000% starting July 1st. There's a lot. First of all, there's a lot of things leading up to that, though. Restaurants and bars starting May 15th, I believe it is. Outdoor dining can be open till 4 a.m. No need for me to be out there.
Nope.
There's no need for me to be out there till 4 a.m. But things are going to be starting to reopen again, bars and restaurants, until 4 a.m. on the outside, and then remain open inside until midnight. And then May 31st, indoor and outdoor, and people sitting at the bars, all that stuff can be at 100%. Is it at 100% capacity at the time?
Or just fully, by July 1st?
No, by May 31st. It's the same that capacity limits. I think it's the same capacity limits, but they can just stay open till 4 a.m. indoor and outdoor.
Right. Sit at the bar and stuff again. Yeah, right.
So it's the same capacity limits, but then at May 31st, you can sit indoor and outdoor until 4 a.m. Yo, it's so crazy to like say that out loud, because back in the days that was a standard. I remember like us going out, things like closing down bars at 4 a.m. and then like looking for other places to go to, like trying to find the after hour spot. And ended up at random diners in the city eating food and stuff.
For real, hot New York.
Instead of just going home,
it'd have to be the crazy, that's not even in my repertoire anymore.
I honestly can't even fathom a situation right now where I would be out till four. Like off the top, like where I'm thinking about something, it would literally be something that's just like so out of the ordinary.
I can't imagine a bar, restaurant, or club. It'd have to be like I'm at some crazy house party.
Yeah, that'd be something stupid or like. We go to a Nets game and Kevin Durant's like, you two guys.
Yeah.
That'd be something so unrealistic. Yep. Like, where it's like, come hang out with us for the night.
I fully agree. I'm with you.
And I'm like, all right. That'd be something really nuts. Like, where I'm like, I'm really going to push this and enjoy this as much as I possibly can.
Absolutely.
But 4 a.m. sounds so late now.
Yeah, I'm not conditioned to that.
No.
At all.
Fam, we've got out now and things open. Have we? No, we haven't stayed out till midnight yet.
Mm-mm.
And things are open till midnight. This is a 10 o'clock crew.
Especially on open.
That's not brunch. True. We did. We closed out Prospect Heights near your spot.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was the one time. We did close that out.
Yeah.
That was by the grace of God, though. We also had people with way more energy that we stayed. That wasn't on us.
I got up the next day. I was fine.
But yeah, that wasn't on us.
Yeah. Pray for them.
But yeah, that definitely wasn't on us. That was on some unnamed people that, you know, facilitated the stay.
And it was a game on. Wasn't a game still on or it was over?
Yeah, Lakers, Mavs.
Yeah, I think that started at like 10, no? Maybe I'm lying.
Yeah. I know it ended right before like they started closing things down. So but yeah, man, I don't see a 4 a.m. in my future.
I agree.
But, you know, shouts to everybody. Shouts to New York City that we're, you know, because a lot of people's jobs do rely on and depend on people staying out and spending mad money, you know, especially restaurant workers, bar workers, all that stuff, who lost a lot of money during the pandemic. So, you know, all that young folks, y'all get out there and spend that money. I mean, you know it's going to be nuts. People going to be out there doing it. It's just me personally, I feel like I've given so much to the streets, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I'm a vet. I ice my knees now. I'm good.
That much to give. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I just don't have it. I don't have that. You know that, because that's a natural love you have to have for the streets. To do that. That's not something you can force. You gotta want to be outside.
You gotta want it bad enough.
You gotta want it.
That ain't me.
Nah.
Thankfully, this weather's helping.
Oh God, these are in the 60s for the next two or so weeks. Beautiful.
Dreary and rainy. This is very
beautiful.
Doable.
Yeah. Nothing. I got I'm getting my Red Dead Redemption. I'm like, all right, cool. Career mode it up. Like
yeah.
I'm starting work soon. So I'm like, all right, this is perfect. I'll have things to keep me occupied.
You're right.
Looking forward. That's like the sign of maturity. I'm looking forward to work so I don't kill myself on the weekends. Oh my God. but yeah, man. So New York City, the summer is gonna be.
Yeah, Cuomo on the Blasio. They're saying, yo, we giving y'all as much heads up as possible. Get on the vax train because we rolling. Rather you with or without.
Yeah, facts.
They rolling July 1st. Get vax.
Well, I think the numbers are looking really, really good in terms of the amount of people that have been vaccinated so far. And I will say honestly. Although there's mad people that live in New York City is like one of the most social service friendly cities, like in the nation, like Charlotte's a way smaller city. To get a vaccination, like it's like you had to either go through the drive-through. If you looked on like CVS and Walgreens, you had to literally rely on the pharmacies to like look it up. Always like no appointments, no booking. New York, you can call 311, get on nycvax.com. You got vaccine. Yes. There's so many spots where it's like, I want to get my first dose. And it was like, oh yeah, you can go tomorrow. Down the block, I was like, oh. Like, I thought it was going to be a hassle. I'm like, oh. They were like, nah, you got 15 minutes to fill your name out. Okay. So, it's a lot easier to do things here. Yeah.
It's crazy, though, thinking from last March to July 1st. Like a little under 16 months. I wonder where the city, it's going to be so weird seeing the city in its full, like post July 1st. Cause I haven't seen it like that. Oof.
It's going to be weird. And like, that's
it's
why
gonna
like,
be. It's going
to
be,
I have to go back into the office and I'm like, that's going to be nuts getting on like crowded trains again.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Remember people used to be squeezing up in the train. Motherfuckers would punch your book bag if you had your book bag on.
Yep.
You better take that shit off and put it in between your legs. Like,
I can't even imagine that.
I can't fathom that. Like,
you face to face with folks, back to back.
Yeah, I promise.
You and scrunch.
I'm literally going to tell my bosses, I'm either going in super early or super or later. Mm-hmm. I'll be in at 7. If I don't get up and make it, I'll be in at like 10:30. There's no way in hell I'm going during rush hour. And being caught in that—that's disgusting.
Yeah, man. And unsafe.
It's unsafe. And now that trains are running 24 hours, you know they're going back to the reg. They ain't cleaning them trains no more.
No,
now,
that's over with. That's over with.
First of all, they said, when they first started shutting down the train, they were like, yeah, you know, we had to really clean and sanitize these things. Everyone was like, yo, were y'all not cleaning these trains before?
Yeah, don't.
Told on yourself.
Now, I remember I saw a picture of what a clean, one of them clean wooden benches should look like. I was like, oh my God.
You see how filthy they
are? Should, yeah.
On the regular, they filthy.
Bro, that was disturbing.
They filthy. They look black and they're supposed to be brown. Light brown.
Mm-hmm. Light brown, yeah.
Yeah, they disgusted.
You know how crazy? I thought like the dark wood was just how it should be.
No.
Man.
They got the power water. You know what I'm talking about. The water pressure thing. The power washer. Took all that tar off of there. Didn't even know it was underneath there. It's disgusting.
And there's no real evidence that COVID stays on surfaces. But
there's no evidence of anything.
They like, finally cleaned it. So that's
the good. I don't want to go on a train where I got to hold the rail. I don't want to do none of that shit.
I don't either. And I really don't want the crowds. No, I remember them rush hours.
Facts or not, I don't want that. Like, it's just too much. Like,
you got to look at your phone or you face to face with some guy.
Yeah. I would be like, there's a people like that awkward, like having to look down at your phone and I have nothing to look down at.
Same.
This is everyone just weird. Like this. Oh my God. Breathing someone else's air. Yeah, son, it's going to be an adjustment.
It's going to be an adjustment. Yes, it's going to definitely be an adjustment.
It's going to be an adjustment. The only thing I'm hopeful for is that it won't ever look like to that extreme again, because I think a lot of companies are not going to force people to come back in. Like, at least not to...
I hope they don't.
At least not full-time, you know?
That will definitely
I think help. My job is in the minority of, like, people like, oh, yeah, we have to come, you know, every day. I think a lot of companies learned a lot from this, from the, you know, pandemic and this experience. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can telework just fine. I don't think there's any reason why people need to come into office every single day.
Right.
Everybody to get back on that. I don't even know what people are. Honestly, I feel like I go out in the city, I feel like I don't see no one. Cause like everyone's not in their apartment. So a lot of people must have moved away.
No, a lot of people did.
Yeah, cause it's like a totally different city.
Well, keep the open streets.
Yeah, that shit popped me.
That I can do.
Slide down your way by Vanderbilt.
Yeah, a lot of good came, you know. A lot of bad, but some good.
Might have to get a dog or a child so I can blend in.
Yeah, this neighborhood kept the rep. Even when we used to visit, it's always been a characteristic.
Yeah.
Baby hanging out the front, dad chugging IPA in the
But I love that energy about fucking Park Slope. I love that. I love seeing like young parents who are just like, nah, we're gonna be outside, whatever. Literally, that same age you're talking about, baby literally strapped on the chest in the harness, dad chugging the IPA. Like, I love that energy. It's beautiful.
Yep, back. We used to both live in Hipsterville.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we would journey up and down from Hipsterville. Yeah.
I still live in Hipsterville. So my dad came to see my apartment Saturday, this past week, so I went and came back. And he was walking around. I met him at the train because I didn't like explain how to get to my apartment. And he was like, do any black people live over here?
That's crazy.
Bro, because it was just nothing but, like, you know, the white hipsters just walking, like, in droves. And I was like, I'm going to tell them, like, nah, it's a diverse neighborhood. But, like, all we saw the whole walk was just, like, everyone out and all the hipsters out in full force.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black people over here? I was like, yeah. It was so funny. But, yeah, man, keep them open streets, man. This summer's going to be very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting. Especially since one of my spots, you know, I guess we can say their name now because they dunny for the moment.
Yeah.
But RIP to Brooklyn Barge. Like, we're supposed to go to Greenpoint, and anyone who's on the list for the podcast who's been to the Brooklyn Barge, you understand why it's love. the view out there on that water in Greenpoint, beautiful. You can see the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Now they gone, fam. Or they're looking for a new space. But it ain't going to be the same.
Pray.
It ain't
pray for them. Yeah, and the other spots like that, they just don't. Man, they don't have the blend that it did.
I'm not going to a Brooklyn bar that's not on the water.
Yeah. Now they're looking for a new home front.
I hope they figure it out.
Yeah, protest whoever that landlord is. That's crazy.
But. Yeah, I need some people out there, some dedicated folks to really get out there. Speaking of people wanting to get out, though, got Aaron Rodgers out here.
It's about time. I don't know where you stand. So before I support him, I'll just say, well, yeah, we're driving up to the Hamptons. I get the notification on my phone hours before day one of the NFL draft. Rodgers wants out, been telling teammates he doesn't really want to come back. This is on top of his press conference after Brady whooped that ass. His future's uncertain, all this stuff. And he finally wants out after, I guess, yeah, hours before the draft, 1 year after they drafted Jordan Love and blindsided him while he sipped the four fingers of tequila, he said, or whatnot. That's a lot of tequila, y'all, but hey.
That's a lot.
So before I defend, we just fans. From the outside looking, I could see how his attitude could rub somebody the wrong way if you have to deal with him constantly. He's better at what he does than everybody in the building. I can just, you know, you don't know him. You just getting a vibe from his interviews and stuff. I can see why his behavior and stuff, maybe he's ornery, moody, detached. I don't know. I could see those things. With that being said, if you're the GM, you get paid. That's what you get paid millions for, to keep the best player on the team happy. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Y'all have consistently year after year. Because I just know the stuff in the moment. It's when I'm hearing like these sportscasts and stuff talk about it. It's like, all right, last year y'all did the Jordan Love. Year before defensive. You know, year after year. I'm like, oh, they just did it to Aaron again. It's like the last nine drafts, it was defensive player. And then last year was Jordan Love. And it's like.
And they traded up to go get Jordan Love.
And he repaid them with a unanimous MVP, which obviously blindsided them. So I'm fully behind them. By all account, according to reports by accomplished people like Sheffer and stuff, he wants the GM going or he wants to go. Or maybe he just, so I support him 100%. I mean, he's the talent. He's been carrying this team. They cite the records. He's not the soul, but he's the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
So I support them.
No first round. Excuse me. They never drafted a first round wide receiver or tight end. The first round wide receiver he played with was Tavon Austin when they picked him up last year.
Fam. Yeah. They wouldn't go on free agency like that for offensive weapons. It's like.
Yeah. Disrespectful.
I support the people that say they wasted his career. I mean, they could have done so much more. And like so in much spite. More. Look, he should have. He wanted that game in Lambeau last year. I bet on him, even though I should have known better. He got to stand behind that, you know. Yeah. And, you know, but still, all in all, he's still at the worst, if not the most talented, and the second most talented, and without question, a top three quarterback.
Oh, easy.
In the league currently, if not the first or the second. So,
I don't know, first.
Yeah, he probably, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't better than
Patty.
Relax.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
So, he has Patty.
I hope he does get. And he does seem like he would just leave it and go.
Fam, it seemed like he got Jeopardy lined up.
Mm-hmm.
That's long term money. Like, yeah, he probably, four more years left, four or five more years left in his career? He's probably going to make a lot of money, probably 30 mil, you know, 35 mil a year. But
on top of his decade and earnings and endorsements.
That's opulence. That's opulence. But Jeopardy, you can be getting like 10 mil a year until you die.
A couple of days work, yep.
Until you die.
He can legit, it's all about age. You can legit do that job for like another four decades if you got
it. Man, Al Trebek was doing that shit forever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
As long as your health holds, you could do that job. I mean,
10 mil just to show up and read some questions and make some smart ass remarks when someone says something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
When you already know the answers, I could do this.
Hell yeah. How you think this plays out? I think he's good as gone.
Yeah, I think that they definitely end up trading him.
I don't think he's the one they want to play with.
Nah, I think that they definitely end up trading him because I honestly could see him holding out. Especially like if you know that he's already made a lot of money in his career.
There you go, guaranteed like, money from this contract already.
Yeah, and it looks like he's about to get the Jeopardy money too. I'm good. Trade me or I ain't showing up.
Yeah, they play with him long enough. Don't be the problem. It's like I'm keeping the lights on in this building, and the way they were just
Jordan Love must be trash though. He must be hot garbage. I didn't hear nothing about him. He must be dookie.
Yeah. Yeah, they said the Niners made a call on draft day. It didn't really go anywhere. I got that notification before I got the break in Aaron wanted out, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
And apparently the Broncos they gung ho on him.
That's what he's probably most needed. Who are the Broncos like wide receivers? I know they got like that tight end Fance, something like that. I don't know who their wide receivers are though, who their core is.
Yeah, I don't.
Can't name a name off the top of my head. He don't want to go there either. Then who are you throwing it to?
Yeah, I don't know.
They probably need him the most, but you can't throw the ball to yourself.
KJ Hamler, Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Jerry Sutton.
Jerry Jeudy. Courtland Sutton. Okay, that's a nice. Sean those Hamilton, two are nice.
Tim Patrick. Deontay Spencer.
Nah, okay. We stop at the first, at those two. Okay. Two and three. I don't know the rest of them, dude.
Seth Williams? No.
They just guys.
Okay. All right, just letting you know.
Yeah. Stop it, Kev. I don't know the rest of them fools. Two people. Okay.
I wonder how long this... I was reading if they do this before June 1st. You
trade him to New York.
I'd go, oh my God. In a heartbeat.
I might go to a game.
Fam, I would definitely go to a game.
You'll see me fucking pull up, we'll drive over the bridge, pull a grill out the truck.
Bruh.
He one of them dudes turning dogs in the parking lot.
He come to the end, fam. The quarterback, we don't even have to talk about who got the best quarterback in the that's not even a discussion. It's about how many wins at this point. Where are we going to place in the playoffs for seeding?
Take
dude.
Yo.
take homeboy.
Take him. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out some years.
Damn.
Could we afford him? That would be nuts.
Bro. Aaron, right? Oh. Why you do this?
I just wanted to know. That would be nuts.
Why you do this?
I'll let go of Daniel Jones. Take him.
What? Drive him to the airport.
Him. Yeah, we'll
I don't know if he's any good.
Nah, we'll draft another young quarterback in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
And we'll run it by Aaron. This is your spot till you're ready.
What you think about this one?
Nah, you okay right, with cool. that? Yeah. Yeah. You're fully committed. Yeah, we just trying to you just groom them.
And we just revamped our wide receiver group.
Mm-hmm. Picked up Saquon's option.
Oh my God.
We got the weapons.
Let me see.
We don't know if we got the guy though. That's all.
No, we don't.
Aaron Rodgers reportedly mocked.
Oh yeah, we got Kenny Galladay. Kenny Galladay.
Oh, yeah, John we did.
Ross, Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard. Oh, and got Saquon. And we still got Evan Ingram. Come on.
Damn, he called the boy Jerry Krause. Come on, Aaron.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. For people who don't know, Jerry Krause was the GM of the Chicago Bulls during... Oh, I forgot he's dead. Yeah, rest in peace. But he was the GM of the Chicago Bulls during the Michael Jordan era. And at the end of their second dynasty, he was the one that was like pushing to fire Phil Jackson and to essentially break up the team. because he felt like he could essentially recreate another Bulls championship team. So that's the reference.
Famously complained he wasn't getting enough credit for the
for the dynasty. And all
watch
that stuff,
The Last Dance if you haven't. It goes into great detail.
Watch The Last Dance, and I'll tell you everything you need to know about who Jerry Cross was. Oh man!
Well, look at the NFL getting juicy. Look at them getting spicy.
They had to though, fam. We were just talking about this last episode, like on episode 4 last, where it's like, yo, the draft. And it's like, I'm not gonna see you for 5 months.
Still.
Like, Aaron Rodgers could get traded tomorrow, and I'm like, oh, that's what's up. And then,
this don't matter for
till August.
Wow.
There's so much time off in between, so it's just like.
Yeah, I was reading. If they do it before June 1st, his dead cap would count for like almost $40 million. So it makes more sense for the team to do it post June 1st because then they could split it over 2 years if they do decide to trade him. So we'll see.
I mean, they got a whole summer to figure this stuff out.
Good luck.
June 1 gonna be here before we know it.
Yeah.
You know, right now, but done with the passion. Right now, I'm looking forward to the NBA playing though. That's gonna be before we know it. May 18th. God bless Silver. We got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, God, but I don't care what Bron say. Yeah. God bless Silver. Yeah, you keep your job, Bron. Silver. We like to play it.
When I read it, I was like, oh, this reeks of saltiness. I don't like this for you, Bron.
I hate it. I get where it's come from. You heated, you just lost. Yeah. And I would like to commend these athletes that are to take these questions fresh off a loss, but y'all keeping your composure. But you was wrong for this. You wrong for this. Bad timing. He liked Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Because everybody voted for this. Yeah, come on. Hold like on. No, it wasn't a good look.
It's not for you, Bron. I ain't like it. I was very disappointed. Not a good look.
Very.
I'll be so.
Like you almost waving a white flag. I think, that's good for y'all. I never gonna have to think about this. Uh-oh.
That's what it sounded like.
Now look,
That's what it sounded like. I
didn't like it either.
See.
It's blatant because now you down bad. That's a bad concept. Come on, Bron.
You calling for somebody's job? That's the part that got me. Whoever mentioned it should be fired. I was like, oh.
Fam, that's I know you spicy. Just lost, but
I don't like it. Come on, bro.
He said it's after the Raptors loss or the Kings loss. This is the Raptors, right?
Raptors.
Kyle Lowry playing with that. Y'all should have traded for me energy. Good God almighty. Fam. He destroyed them. And then
he's like 8-for-11 from three.
Pull ups, hand in face, running up, pull up threes.
Who, Siakam?
No, Lowry.
Oh,
Siakam Wilden too. At one point, they both had
39, and he did that on AD. You hate to see it.
If we recorded this on Monday, it was the highest my concern level has gotten. I haven't gotten panicked yet, but it's the closest I've gotten Monday.
They beat the Nuggets though.
That's what I was saying. Monday. This is Monday we're talking. Monday and the day. And I said what I wanted to see was they need a win regardless.
It was ugly though.
They got a win. AD doesn't look great. He looked very good. He doesn't look at his standards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll take that.
On a scale of this is what could have got bad. They could have lost. They got the win. It wasn't a win in which it was like, okay, and then AD put up like a monster stat line. It was somewhere in between. They got the win. AD looked like I got to see what he does tomorrow, if it's something he can build on. He looked good. He had the defensive play. But now Bron's out for the rest of the week. So
it was like, 93-89.
Bron the engine. At this point, I can't even. I'd rather they work these out and wins. This playing is even more serious now that the stars are back. They were holding. They were fine without the star before the stars came back. They were hovering around that four, no, around that five. They just hovered there. Now it's like we haven't officially slipped yet, but we're like tied with the Mavs and the Blazers.
It's like they. I don't know why it's such a struggle for them to reingratiate AD and LeBron. Like,
I don't know. And they got to cut that rotation. Struggle.
They playing like a 10, 11 deep.
Yeah, they got a lot of dudes game. We're going to have to talk about this.
Damn, man, who was cool so Mark Gasol should be getting some more minutes? Who are you?
Well, he gave him the minutes.
Vogel playing.
He wasn't
games.
Bad. I mean, I forgot who I read say this, but use them both. If Gasol has, he's wiped off the rust.
What you think, 15 minutes each?
Depend on matchups. If y'all is what dedicated, as you say, I don't know. He was fine against Joker.
That's one game, fam. We've seen him.
Look, I'm not the saying whole he season. Start again.
Fam, remember when he was flat-footed, shooting all these shots, like literally shooting dark daggers at the rim?
I still ain't forgave him, but he started playing the from the moment they signed Andre Drummond. I'm not saying he's been great, but he's been way better than when he was the main. He was the sole starting big.
That's
but he shouldn't get the job back. I'm not saying that.
I'll give you that. I'd
say Drummond's empty numbers. And you just bring him off. But again, it's the rotation thing. Yeah, I think Trez should be getting minutes, but he can't guard bigger players. So, but he's productive.
Trez is like 6'6". He's very productive.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No. I don't know how. Sick, he put up like 15 and 10, 17 and 10.
It's on Vogel. Wesley Matthews, come sit next to me.
What happened to him?
You don't have the minutes.
But Big Ben been playing well, though. That's big.
Big who?
Ben McLemore. I apologize. Oh. I gave him a nickname he didn't deserve. That's why I apologize. I said, let me calm down. I have to calm down. That's my fault. That's on me. I gave him a nickname he didn't deserve. He's been looking decent, though. Ben McLemore. I came out shooting for the stars. Ben McLemore has been looking decent. So he deserves more minutes over AD. I'm sorry. God damn it. Over Wesley Matthews. Sorry. Over Wesley Matthews.
That I agree with. Because the roster is like, Morris still getting
Wesley
minutes.
Wesley Matthews looks hot trash garbage.
Yeah, THT got to get minutes. It's tough. It's going to be tough. I don't know how you limit that to a 9-10 man.
Easy.
In the playoffs.
Easy. Come sit next to me.
Wesley, for sure.
Wesley, for sure. Let me see. Let me name the players who need to get some time. Bron, AD, KCP, Dennis, Drummond.
Caruso?
Caruso. Yeah, Caruso, THT, Kuzma. Who's? That's eight.
Trez? See? Fuck. Didn't even say Gasol yet. We haven't said Gasol, Trez, Morris.
Nah, Caruso might have to sit down then.
Caruso productive, though, on the defensive end.
We got Schroeder, KCP, Schroeder, KCP, and yeah, wow. This is a terrible line. Wow, this is hard.
Maybe it's just matchup based.
Yeah, there's going to be some serious with some of these dudes ain't going to play at all.
They got to be okay with that.
Wow, I'm just saying, this is hard. Yeah. Yeah, Vogel, you in a tight spot, fam. Figure it out.
And a tough stretch ahead.
Yeah, you an NBA champion now.
Need that defense to really show. They got the Clippers and then Portland back-to-back. Phoenix Clippers on tomorrow. Sunday.
Hmm? Clippers tomorrow? They play Clippers tomorrow?
Yeah.
You watching?
I'll watch the beginning.
I'm not watching a single.
If it get ugly, though.
I'm not watching a single dribble.
I didn't watch none of that Lakers. I woke up to that news.
I have no faith in AD to take. It's gonna get ugly. If they beat the Clippers, fam.
I mean, ideally they beat both, but they really need to beat Portland.
I kind of want them to lose to the Clippers though, because
they
I don't want them to beat Portland. Yeah, I don't want them to play the Clippers in the first round.
Oh.
Right now, they lined up 4-5.
They need to avoid that play-in. The season ends on the 16th. No. If they that
man,
hurt...
They Clippers anyway. They 3-6 right now with the Clippers.
But ain't the Clippers tied with the Nuggets?
No, they're up by half a game. Dallas got the tiebreak over the Lakers, but they tied right now 5-6. But yeah, they need to win.
Oh, Dallas got the that's not pleasant. So Portland in the play-in.
Dallas just got they just bust their ass 2 games in a row.
Yeah, you're right. That should have been 1-1. We had that add that on. Was that last Saturday? No, Saturday before. Jesus, yeah, that those 4 days felt like a day. I remember
Saturday.
Getting back, looking at my phone, like, what happened in the world from Thursday to Sunday?
Fam, didn't check my phone at all that weekend.
I will say one thing, so I was detached.
My mom and my dad, you alive?
Anywho. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it's not... So wait, right? How does this work again for the play-in? It would be 7, 10, 8, 9?
No, Portland would face Golden State. Then the loser would face the winner of Memphis and San Antonio.
Memphis and San Antonio is one game, right? One game out. You think I win once?
Right. Winner of the 9-10 faces the winner of the 7, the loser of the 7-8. You win your 7-8, you're in the playoffs. Boom, you're good. If Portland beats Golden State, they in.
One
so
game.
Since Golden State lost, yes, they would face the winner of the 9-10. Because to incentivize, the worse you are is the more you got to play to actually get in. So gotcha. Memphis or San Antonio would have to play twice to actually make the playoffs.
Gotcha. Wow. Portland, Golden State, that would be crazy.
Winner take all, Steph versus Dame. Give me that. Ron don't need that.
Yo, that's gonna be crazy.
It might not last. I used to get excited about these things. Who knows what it's gonna look like in a week?
Yeah, Portland right on the Lakers' ass.
You know Dame about to go crazy Sunday. Anthony.
Mr. Davis.
We need you, young man.
Damn, somehow. The Wizards made it back in the play-in.
Westbrook, the second best point guard of all time.
Somehow the Wizards made it back in the...
You heard?
All right. 14, he hasn't balling out. 20. He hasn't balling out. I ain't
His numbers out. Are insane.
Fam, how?
Like, even more than usual.
14, 20 24, rebounds. 21 to be exact.
Damn.
24 assists.
That's nuts. I don't care if you gunning for it. That's crazy. With 20 rebounds? And I'm not saying
that's against anybody they would do if they were gunning like for it.
Exactly.
I don't know the fan. They play the Bucks tonight, though. I might put that on the screen.
I'm gonna watch that. I'm backing on Giannis. You showed me a lot.
Yeah, yo.
Show me a lot. I'm proud of you, young man.
Damn. The amount of exclamation marks I sent you, no man should ever send another man. Like, I literally was like, yo.
That was a great game Sunday.
I was like,
yesterday's was good, too.
Giannis went. Yesterday was good, too. But I just love the energy, his aggressiveness that he came out with. Yeah. Because the first game of the season,
oh, KD it was
pushing
Harden?
Him all over the place.
Was it KD and Harden in that one?
No. Yeah, it was KD and Harden. But remember, KD was just pushing him all over the place? And he wasn't even like, he was just falling and getting up. I'm like, yo, you 6'10", you stronger than KD.
You used to be the best player in this conference.
Fam, you the MVP and defensive player of the year. What you doing?
Back to back.
But, yeah, he showed up. Showed up both games back to back. I was like, oh, all right.
And KD showed up. He outdueled him twice.
Outdueled him twice. He said, oh, I'm going to put DeAndre Jordan on me? Disrespectful. You see him pushing DeAndre Jordan out the way like he was a little, like it was a small man?
Pushing him out the way, toying with Blake. Toying with Blake.
But you know what I loved about him? He was shooting threes. Them shits looked ugly, but they were like, oh, give me some.
Are you going to leave me
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. And that's all you got to do. Just keep shooting it.
But...
horrendous.
It's all about the results.
None of them I thought were going to go in. None of them. No. He made some, though. But none of them I was like, yeah, this one's going in. Yeah. They looked horrendous. But I just love his aggression. And then when he's playing like that, then he allows Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday to be all-stars because he's the superstar. And he allows them to come in and be all-stars. But he has to play like that for them to fucking come in and you know, ball out the way they were. Because both of them played well both games, too.
I agree, but how that look when James come back? I can't pick him.
That's going to be rough. That's rough. I can't call it. That's going to be
rough. He's been close games both, and James just sitting there in his suit.
But
I know he can't defend,
really...
but...
No, but at the same time, still won basketball. So it's like...
All right.
I'm not saying they're going to win. What I'm saying is that all those shots that KD and Kyrie got up, they have to split now with James Harden.
True. Very true.
So it's not like, you know, I mean, obviously it's harder to defend all three of them when they're on the court together. But all of them aren't going to get the same amount of shots they got previously. Like, KD and Kyrie literally just coming down, taking their chances. I mean, taking, here, you go. Mm-hmm. You got James Harden into the mix again. I don't know who's going to guard that man, though.
I don't know who's going to guard them when all three out there.
Yeah, that's
why I
still
can't. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I don't want to talk about it.
Nah. It's gonna make me upset. But right now, after seeing those two games, I got all my stock in Milwaukee to upset them. I don't see nobody else doing it.
Yeah, hopefully that stays as is, and they meet in the second round.
Yeah, and then hopefully they meet in the second round.
Milwaukee, I want them to get the Heat in the. Now go ahead.
Nah.
That ship has sailed. It's looking like that's passed.
Yeah, but they ain't got
they don't got it this year.
Yeah. But I need them to get Milwaukee in the first. I'm sorry, in the second round. Milwaukee just beat the hell out of them. Take a lot of energy out of them, and then Philly come finish them all. That's all I can hope for.
That's all you can, yeah. Let's hope these stand-ins hold. They should, a game and a half out. They should, but who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get my hopes up.
Philly's on like a 5-game win streak. Something like that.
Can I say that again?
Philadelphia 76ers are on like a 5-game win streak.
Proud of them.
Then you got our Knicks out here, you know.
Fam.
What's going on? Acting
I don't even, un-New I York don't like. Know. This is, I don't even, I don't know. I don't, I don't recognize Fam. This. I'm expecting
when we got
them Tiz to win.
Our coach, I was like, yo, he going to grind these dudes into the ground.
To the ground.
Somehow. He must have revamped his system, modernized it. these dudes look revitalized. Like, you got Julius Randle out here looking like a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how?
Superstar, All-NBA.
All-NBA. He looks like Amari Stoudemire before Carmelo Anthony came over. I'm dead ass. That's how he's playing. Because Amari, before Melo came over, Amari was in MVP conversations.
Without question. Without question.
He was playing out of his mind.
He was crazy. Crazy.
He was out of his mind. And you got Julius Randle now. Yo, the man can only go left, and somehow he still keeps scoring.
You, like, expect them to win.
It's scary.
They got Denver tonight. They got the MVP tonight. Oh, if Julius going that. And he wild on him.
I'm definitely going to watch that. I'm definitely going to watch that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that. I can't wait to watch that, actually.
Oh, man.
That's going to be good. Wow.
No, you know, let me shut up. It's New York still. Whoa, I'm going to say something crazy.
Yo, if they...
We kind of locked into the fourth seed, but let me not.
This little West trip they got going on, though, it's going to be kind of rough. Denver, yeah. Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers, that's going to be rough.
Well, three of those are going to be rough.
Yeah, Denver, Phoenix, Lakers, Clippers. My bad, you're right. Put a little too much stock on the Lakers' name. Yeah, damn. Denver, Phoenix, Clippers back. If they go two for one in that, we legit.
Yeah, let me see what Atlanta's schedule is. As long as they hold that.
Because we got a date
with Atlanta. They got Phoenix tonight. Oh, they got an easy schedule, Atlanta.
Yeah. I wouldn't say easy.
You're right.
Chicago is still trying to get in the play-in. Portland is Portland. Oh, no, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong games. Phoenix is not going to be easy. Indiana, are they still in playoff contention or are they out now?
They're in the playing contention. No, you're right. Okay, they're in the play. The last two are easy. But, yeah, the first four, you're right. They could lose the first four. I can see a 3-3 split.
Who's the first? Oh, Orlando and Houston, yeah.
Those last two should be
cakewalks. So the Knicks got to come out and really try to win these things then. Because Charlotte and Boston don't want to be – yeah, these are all seeding games. The Knicks got to win all these games, or at least try to.
Damn, I mean, Miami could go on a – I don't really want to see Miami, though.
For the Knicks? No, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see them. If they make a run and get that fifth spot.
Minnesota, Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, Detroit.
Two of those I know are hard. I mean, Boston,
It's hard, but it is hard. It's hard to beat a team twice, though, back to back.
Unless you're the Bucks.
That's true. Hey, we do what we can. We do what we can. Ain't never been to Milwaukee in my life, but we do what we can.
Love Wisconsin.
The great state.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
I mean, I don't really see the East, like the playing teams in the East changing too much. I think these teams are pretty much locked in. At least, like, I don't see any team getting, like, falling out of the, like, playing anyway.
No, it's really
like
just
Washington's, three and a half games ahead? Yeah.
That's about it. The other three are set in stone.
Yeah. Toronto and really Chicago, I don't really see them getting in.
Yeah. Boston can gain and get out the playing, but yeah. Meanwhile, it's pretty
Boston,
much the
Charlotte.
Same.
Ugh, it's going to be boring.
Unless the Pelicans can work a miracle in these last ones. They two games out.
See.
They got Philly, Charlotte, Memphis, Dallas, Golden State, and the Lakers.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
I don't see it.
They pretty much good as locked. Only thing there is if the Lakers decide to take Portland's slot.
I don't want to see that.
A Lakers Golden State playing game
with one game, I don't want to see it.
Nah, if we lose, we face the 8th seed. That's all.
I don't want to see it.
Now we gotta play. We gotta use our playoff defense on Steph. Yes. Double him on the catch.
I don't want to see it.
It'd be sad even if they win, because it's pretty much a reflection of things to come.
Then again, they'd be the 7th seed. They play the Jazz. All
right. I'm saying it depends on what Bron's saying about his health. Because he's right.
It honestly might make more sense for him to slide right now.
If you guarantee Bron coming back as healthy as he can,
yeah, and I'll take
slide
my
where you
with,
can.
With Phoenix or Utah. I'll take my chances with Phoenix
without
or Utah.
Question. Take your week off. Do what you got to.
Yeah, I'll take my chance.
Sharp with pain.
Phoenix to the Jazz.
Nigga, go sit down.
So the thing that got me was like, I'll never be 100% ever again. I'm like, yo.
This nigga been really dramatic lately. What's going on?
He on the Solomon tequila Hill now.
Did. Yeah.
He switched the wine. He on the tequila now. It make you react different.
That man is frustrated.
He is in his feels. It's nobody impossible wanted... at this age, this time of my career, to ever get back 100%. I'm like, yo. Bron would never say nothing like that.
Yeah.
They got a clone out there.
Let me look at their schedule again. What's realistic? So,
for the Lakers.
At least be back for at least New York or Houston. Who knows at this point? You get two games, you get four. I mean, we hope. Could just say he gets reevaluated. What if he's still feeling sharp pains?
Sorry. It's disgusting. I'm really getting worried.
Yeah.
Like, yo, they look terrible when I watch them play. Like
they do look. They winning off. But yeah, you
can't
win
play
a defense.
Any defense. Like
no, they're playing defense. They can't score.
That too.
Joker gonna win MVP. Don't do that.
They
hold his team to 89 points. They're top five
by the grace of God.
But they can't win a ring like that. We gotta also generate points, and that ain't happening.
Ooh,
it's very concerning.
Clippers, Portland, Phoenix, Knicks. They could lose all four of those games.
Ain't a winnable game till Houston. If they lost all four, I wouldn't even blink an eye.
Oh, my God. It's about to get ugly.
Without Bron, they should be better than Portland.
If they can go 2-2, that'll be good. Now, if they go 3-1, it's going to be crazy.
I hope he's healthy enough to come back by Sunday. That'd be a week, right? Yeah, that'd be a week off.
Yeah. Get some injections, fam. I don't understand it.
Because then if they're in the play-in, he'd have to play, and that's a week off you don't get. Your season ends on Sunday, and then you're off until at least Saturday or Sunday, the following Saturday or Sunday, versus you playing in the play-in. We'll see. This could
man,
be I off or
pump,
not.
Man, I hear pump faking. A storm is coming.
Your boy
so remind me of the 2018 season. Huh? Activating playoff mode, and nothing happened. I hate to bring up old stuff, but...
Nah, since he touched down in L.A., it's the oldest he's ever looked. Groins, high ankle sprains.
Yeah, that first year wasn't beautiful.
Hmm?
That first year wasn't beautiful.
No.
When Mario Hezonja blocked your shit, I was like, oh, my God.
That was a tough first year.
That was, that was tough. Man, Bailey got him off the floor. Give me that for the game with us.
But he had three rings back then, though. So
and also, he still had great. He still put a. It was like 27-8-8 that year too.
I'm just saying he up a ring since then. So
you know,
it's been a success.
I'm putting some respect on him. We had the Wash King campaign though. So
yeah,
he need a new campaign to get remotivated.
Yeah, he better lock in with his trainer and do whatever he can because I don't know. We'll see.
It ain't looking good, fam.
We'll see by what's the date for? Yeah, by next week. Jeez, by next week they'll have three games. Next week this time. Yeah, we're gonna have to check in.
Did they release the schedule for the play-in yet? In terms of like, is it one game Tuesday, Wednesday, and one game like one game Tuesday, Wednesday? One
they haven't yet.
Gotcha. They just said it starts on the 18th.
There aren't even times advertised for the. The last games on Saturday and Sunday, May 15th and 16th.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It does say TBD.
Interesting.
Why ain't they living like this?
Everybody, yeah. That's interesting. So, pray for the best.
Living foul.
Pray for the best. Anthony, it's your time to shine.
He got to get his life together.
He does.
Mr. Davis, what you doing?
Top five game player, they said. It's time to get it together. You got to lead us.
The same.
You got to lead us, Young Gun.
Since they won that ring. He ain't come
need
back.
Need the AD that was competing with Bron for finals MVP.
All right. They got me cheering for Cleveland to beat Portland tonight. This is what it's come to.
That's what it's come to. I'm still, yeah, I'm
not proud of myself.
I'm not either. I'm not either. I remember seeing, oh, the Heat mask. Come on, Heat.
Yep.
I'm not proud of myself.
It makes me
go ahead.
Nah, it just makes me someone I can't even recognize in the mirror. I'm hoping for the Cavs to beat the Trailblazers. And I'm about to watch this game.
Like, yeah.
I'm gonna watch open and bounce. Come Nets on, Darius Garland. Who?
Nets got the Mavs tomorrow.
Oh, I'm definitely watching that. TNT?
What you hoping for?
Nets gotta do what they gotta do. I live in Brooklyn. Nets gotta do what they gotta do. I hate for them to do Luka like that, but they gotta do it.
Yeah, we gotta win and they gotta lose because they got the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Let's not. We got another week and a half.
Yeah.
Anything else on the NBA? How you feel about Joker's MVP?
Like, if he deserves it? Or he definitely deserves it. I mean, like, everyone keeps talking about, you know, obviously there are a lot of injuries and stuff like that. But I think even after Jamal Murray's injury, they went like 9-1 the next 10 games, something like that, like, which even more validates him being MVP. Like, right. him to step up after losing your co-star, mm-hmm. and for him to just continuously win, it's his year. It's his time. And on top of the fact, he ain't missed no games. They're what, fourth in the West?
Yeah.
So it's not like they're, I've slipping.
Seen some Chris Paul buzz.
He deserves to be considered. That. I think he should be considered. I think he deserves some votes. At least one. So he can get some love. Nah, deadass. He deserves at least one vote. Mm-hmm. These dudes went from the bottom to being now number one in the West.
So he said, what, second place finish on a ballot?
That's a lot.
Or should that still be Embiid?
Third. Get a vote or two. You know, get him hype.
Okay. Because
he's also doing it in his 17th year?
Mm-hmm.
He up there with Bron. Yeah, he's 1 year behind him.
So what about Giannis? He shouldn't get any votes?
Nah. Right. I think that's just voter fatigue at this point.
It clearly is. You put up the same numbers.
I mean, obviously he should, but I'm saying, like, just in terms of, like, what I know how the voting structure works and how, you know, what they vote on, he's not going to get any. KD should get some. Harden should get some.
No, they shouldn't.
Why not?
They've been out the majority of the season. It's the same reason Embiid lost his hole and LeBron's not. No, they shouldn't. Come on.
I think Harden should.
He shouldn't.
I think Harden. What about Kyrie then? He's balling.
If there's one net that should, he should. Even with his absences, he's played the most games for them.
Yo, he's been playing insane this year. I was watching the Bucks game yesterday. Indeed. I'm like, why is he doing this? I hate Kyrie now.
Yeah,
it's
eccentric dude, but you know, you just find that thing you meant to do, you're put on this planet to do. He's just he's just supremely gifted with a basketball.
It's like no one can stop him.
He an artist out there.
I seen him, like, he was dribbling and lost the ball, just, like, floating it up off the backboard.
I saw that, yep.
I'm like, yo, what is
he's incredible. He's incredible.
I wish he played for the Knicks, but, you know, they chose their path. I'm happy with our
Knicks. See. Only time will tell. If they don't win a ring, we won that. don't win a ring, we won.
Oh, we won that. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping they don't win. At least not till Bron retired, fam. Like,
nah, I don't want him to win in the life of the contract. Nah, you're right. After Bron retire, actually. Yeah, do something good for the borough. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, do something good for the borough. Once Bron gone, I don't really care.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, do something good for the borough. After that, I mean, but right now, nah.
Nah, we got to run it up.
Nah.
Can't leave nothing on the table. You got a...
Yeah.
Anything else?
What if the Knicks win it all? That would be crazy.
I wish. We could get to the second round, though. I think it's
realistic. We definitely get the second round. That's realistic. But getting past that, nah.
Would that be Philly?
Nah. Yeah. We might get one game off of them.
We get a game off Philly.
Yeah, one.
Damn, that guard would be crazy.
I wish I was that late. One game, yo.
Oh, man, I wish I
First of all, you know how much tickets they cost?
Whew. by the second round too.
Fam, if they win a first round, De Blasio are going to change that rule quick. Arena's 100% open. The block, just arenas, just sports arenas. It's over. 100%.
2 weeks. 2 weeks time.
It's the exciting time, though.
It is. All these games matter. Well,
yep. And even, like, watching the regular season, right, you could see the teams that are, like, still in contention, like, how much harder they're playing.
Yeah, actually, nobody, aside from Phoenix and Utah. Well, you know, everybody has to have something to compete about if you're in the top 10 still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can see when you watch the games now, you can see them, like, really competing. Like, look out, like, them Brooklyn, them Nets-Bucks games.
Oh, yeah.
That's some playoff intensity.
Said it, yeah. Giannis said it. He said the same thing about when they faced Philly, whenever that was, a week or so back.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, we gearing up.
I think they play Boston, too, sometime.
Oh, they don't. They don't have to get their best effort. It's Boston.
No, they don't. They play Washington tonight, Houston, the Spurs, Orlando, Indiana, Miami, Chicago. Oh, they might slide into that second spot.
Oh, no. Nah, don't let them. Nah, actually,
they can slide to the first spot. Only three games behind. Philly's schedule's mad easy. Houston, Pelicans, Detroit, Indiana, Miami, Orlando, Orlando.
If they lose this, then
they lock
that
up,
y'all. Yeah, don't even.
Brooklyn got Dallas, Denver, Chicago, San Antonio, Chicago, Cleveland. They could win all those.
They really could.
They might cakewalk the last one, depending on if the season's the standings are locked up already.
Yeah, Philly should keep it then.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee. Damn, they all got kind of easy ish. Mm-hmm. Oh, good for them.
Everyone got it easy except for our Lakers. Trash.
No. Still a really god. It's like he knew Bron was going to make that comment.
Yeah.
That is a even with Bron, that would have been a tough stretch. Golly.
Oh, God.
Top five player.
He hate us. He don't want to see us happy.
Let me look at this one more time. I ain't going to worry. Just one more. At least Kawhi out.
Now he came back. Okay. He came back yesterday.
All right, man. All right,
against Toronto, he came back. He didn't play too well, but he came back.
Happy for him.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Jermaine Cole.
Oh, yeah.
The news? Waking up.
How you feel?
I'm excited.
Yeah, you don't seem excited.
I'm not hype. I just want the music.
Yeah, I'm not hype either. I saw it.
I just want the music.
On the 18th, huh?
14th, next Friday. I'm like, all right, y'all finally waking up. First Khaled and then TD, so they dropping some mystery project.
When not going to get hype over Khaled that. Dropping?
He dropped past Friday. Khaled. See, I get it. Now we were away.
See, yo, I'm like, what? I missed that. Did you listen to it yet?
I listened to it today. It's the same as any Khaled. There's some keepers. There's some of the collabs that work and some that not for me.
Khaled. All right, let me down.
It's an easy, quick listen. Plus, it got those two Drake songs, so it's an easier listen. It's like 12 songs without those two Drake songs that we already know.
Gotcha. All right, yeah, that's a bit easier. Can digest that.
I'm expecting good things. I just want the music.
I'm a little nervous. Too much time off. Let me tell you why. Too much time off, and then expectations. Just let y'all know this was years in the making. Now you put expectations on it.
We'll see.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's gonna be good. You know, I'm ready to hear it.
I agree. I'm with you.
I thought you're trying to sign, get an NBA contract.
You should be ashamed, Drake.
Sorry, let me calm down.
Yeah. Yep.
You should hear me breathing hard. Can't let these millionaires do this to me. What happened?
What's today?
CLB?
You think a month from now we still won't have the album?
CLB?
Yeah.
July. July. Midsummer.
I'm going to say by next month we have the album.
June?
I think so.
I
think within this next month we get the album.
So a month from May 5th. So June 5th.
Yep.
You know something I don't know?
I don't. It's just my guess. Everybody just dropping all of a sudden. I'm just making a guess.
Okay. Supposed to drop since January.
The last year, it feel like.
That song with Dirk is played out now.
Yeah. We're going on a year on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That album must sound completely different from whatever he envisioned it to be.
The track list got to be
scrapped.
That song with Drake, Dirk is a bonus track now.
Yeah.
That's a bonus track. Jesus. I mean, at least he gave us Lemon Pepper Freestyle and Wants and Needs. And what's the other track?
I was going to say album. Top of May. No. What am I saying?
Scary House 2? No. Top of April?
That feels like it was March.
March.
It might have been April. Let me see. Why the good Lord gave us computers.
Yeah, so we're gonna be out here guessing.
Yeah, wow, yeah. March 5th. That was 2 months ago. To the day.
Exactly.
God almighty.
Wow. March 5th. I was still in Charlotte.
Well, he already got an interview rap with Nori.
When that's dropped.
You know, I would assume around album time. Artists of his stature.
Yeah.
I would assume that's there's no When that drop, I gotta assume the album is shortly to follow.
Yeah, because I'm getting impatient. But
who knows? I
listened to Lemon Pepper Freestyle the other day, and I was like,
still.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. But they're waking up, apparently. We'll see.
Nah, the world's reopening. They got to. They could start going on tours again. They know what they're doing.
I'm proud of your boy. I'm proud of Jermaine.
I am too. Caught me so off guard.
He set a date. Same.
14. And that's next Friday.
We'll see.
Hi.
We shall see.
I think we'll wrap it up there. Mm-hmm. As always, people, thank you for the love and support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have the full length episodes up there. All these videos. Go back in the catalog. Got videos for days. Same on the Instagram, IGTV, all that good stuff. Full length audio of the podcast is available everywhere podcasts are streaming. Apple, you know, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Spotify. Everywhere podcasts are streaming. Make sure y'all check us out. And make sure y'all just keep sharing. We appreciate the love and the support. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.